about it before. We're speaking now about a Beinoni. Those of you that are new might be a little astounded by his description of what a Beinoni is. But in the world of the Tanya, a Beinoni is a very impressive person. We'll see. If Rabbi Schweitzer comes, he's going to have to... If he comes, I don't know. A Beinoni is a very impressive person. And we're going to see in the next parak, we're going to see that even Rabbi called about himself a Beinoni. If Rabbi says that he's a Beinoni, so then we understand that it's not a simple person. A Beinoni who? Shela'olam ein hara goyver kol kach lichvosh sa'ir ketano lislabish beguf lachtio. The rise never strong enough. I was having a arm wrestle with someone. You.
What?
Yeah. Zombie, you ready for that? Now, whoever wins, that means that he's the one.
Wait, who won?
What?
Who won?
I always win. That's because I tell them what to do. Okay, Zombie, you can let me win, right? Now, what happens is you have a struggle between your good and your bad, and you're struggling, your good and your bad is struggling, and it's struggling, and... Should I do the Avera? Should I not do the Avera? Should I do the Avera? No, I didn't do the Avera. No, I didn't do the Avera. No, I didn't do the Avera. That's a Beinoni. A tzaddik, there's two different types of tzaddik. One tzaddik is, that's it. It's just that simple. It's like almost like he wasn't there. Who was that? What was that? Is Mesquita? What are you, Mesquita? Boom, just like that. Another tzaddik is like this. There is nothing there. That's a tzaddik v'toivloi. Tzaddik v'raloi is the Ra's there, but I whip him every time. And a Beinoni is like, no, got it. Every time, I win every single time.
And a Rasha?
Rasha loses.
Is there a struggle to this?
There's a Rasha v'toivloi, Rasha v'raloi. Rasha v'toivloi struggles, but loses. And a Rasha v'raloi is like, I don't know, why shouldn't I do it?
It's only one, so does he win or lose?
Nah. Okay, Beinoni she'la'olam ein hara goyver kol kach. The ra never powerful enough. Lichvoish esair to conquer the city haktana. The city, the small city, is the person. To conquer the city, lislabish beguf, that he should be nislabish in the guf lahachtio, to cause the guf to actually sin. Dahainu she'la'shloisha levushay nefesh abahamis. There's three different levushim. Levush is machshava dibor and maisa. It's an expression. Levush means an expression. There's three expressions for the nefesh abahamis. She'ena machshava dibor and maisa. Shemitzar haklipa. Never once is he going to do anything wrong, say anything wrong, or think anything wrong. But it's always going to be a struggle. Now this is where he says it. It's very, very intense. We did it last week. A Beinoni never did an Avera in his entire life. V'lo yavor la'olam, and he will never do in his life. V'lo nikra lav shem rasha afilu sho'achas v'rega echad kol yomav. He's not called a rasha even once, or even for 1 second. We said a person does tshuva, it wipes it away. He's a new person, right? But a person that's going to be a Beinoni, that's just an in-between person, never did an Avera, never will do an Avera. That's pretty intense.
That's crazy.
It's pretty intense. Why is he called a Beinoni? Because he struggles. He struggles with the Yetzer. He's got that struggle. Power struggle, and he wins. Every single time he's going to win. But it's always going to be a struggle. A tzaddik, it's not a struggle. Or it's not even there. There's no one even there. Right? That's what it is. Achmuhus v'atzmus nefesh elikis. Now he's going to go into a very, very deep chassidish idea over here. Shehin eser b'chinoy seha. The muhus and the atzmos is the essence of the nefesh ha'loikis, which is the strong, the pure forces, the force of kedusha. Lo lehen levadam hamaluch v'hamshala v'ir ketana. They do not reign alone. Lo lehen levadam. They're not by themselves. Malucha to be reign v'hamshala and control v'ir ketana. Ki'im b'itim mizumanim. Well, except for only specific times. Kemoi v'shas kriyashma u'tfila shishas moichin de gadlos. Lemaila. Okay. There's something called Meichen de Gadlus and Meichen de Katnus. This is a very, very big Hasidish idea and Hasidish is far. Meichen de Gadlus is as follows. In the Mayach, there's three different components. Chachma Bina Das, known by its acronym
Chabad.
Chachma Bina Das. It's called that's in the Moyach, and the Guf is the other seven spheres that are down here. Now, nothing happens in the Guf that doesn't come from the Moyach. Nothing happens in the Guf that doesn't come from the Moyach. It can have something called Meichin de Gadlus, which means that everything just filters down. Everything. And then there's something called Meichin de Katnus. Okay? We talk about actually in terms of this week's parasha. In a certain way, I guess. Like this. Pasuk says that when Hashem called out to Moshe, what did Hashem say? First time he called him, what did he say? I don't know.
Moshe.
When he called out to Avram, he also said, Avram, Avram. And both of them responded, Hineni. But there's a difference. If you look carefully in the Pesukim, by Avram, there's like a line between his name. Avram, Avram, which means a little pause. Moshe, no pause. Avram is a pause. What is that? Because there's an Avram Lamala and Avram Lamata. Rabbi Orlovsky is speaking a little bit about it, about the idea of the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama, which is like the connection to the higher spheres. There's an Avram Lamala and Avram Lamata. The Avram Lamala is everything that Avram could be. Avram Lamata is everything that Avram is. And when there's a pause, that means that it's not identical. And truth be told, when we get to Shemayim, part of Gehenna is going to be like the awareness of what we could have accomplished. And you're going to feel such a sense of regret and remorse. You're going to be like, that's what Gehenna is. Moshe, there was no pause. Moshe was the epitome. That's Moichin de Gadlus, is when everything is just flowing. It's all coming out. Everything that you are up there, it is down here. It all just comes down here. And Moichin de Gadlus is a hashpa of Chachma, Bina, and Das, which is everything I know I'm supposed to do intellectually, everything that's in the mind, filters down to the Midos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is complete. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gevur. Everything is in its complete, its expression. It's being expressed. That's called Moichin de Gadlus. And that happens lemalo b'shas kriyas shema utfila. When we're saying Shema down here, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means that we are being miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's all uniform. Moichin de Gadlus. Everything's coming down. It's uniform. There's no break. There's no static. There's no interference. And also b'shas tefila. That's what happens when a person does Shema and Shema Nesrei. V'gam lemata, he shas koyshe l'chol adam. If that's what's happening in lamala, then also down here. We also have opportunity at this moment to capitalize for at least for a minute. Those of us that are Beninim, which Beninim is a major, major darg. I don't know if anyone can even have the audacity to say that we're Beninim, but let's say we are. We have moments when we can tap into Moichin de Gadlus. When's that? Shema and Shema Nesrei. It's intense. The Oz Mekasher, because then you are connecting, making a kesher between your chokhma, bina, das, sheloi, lahashem, lahamik daitoi, that he should deepen his das, begadlus ein soif baruch hu, in the greatness of Hashem. Ule oirer, and to awaken, and to inspire, as ahava, kirishpe eish, becholol hayemini. We spoke about this also, the right side. Shabaliboy, Ledovkoboy became a Torah mitzvah me'ahava, that he's going to connect the Kaddish Baruch and his key mitzvahs with love. We're going to speak about the brachas that are before and after Kriyashma. Kriyashma itself, a person's got to get up to somehow, he's got to get himself ready for this amazing thing that's supposed to happen during Kriyashma. What's supposed to happen during Kriyashma is the right side of your heart is supposed to be filled with Ahav and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've spoken about the right side and the left side. The left side's full of Dam. The right side's empty. Right, Toivi?
Yeah.
And the right side is Yetzer Toiv. The left side is Yetzer Hara. The Dam, we're talking about the Dam tonight. You were there, Rabbi Orlovsky. The Dam is the Yetzer Hara. Dam is the Kaved, right? And that's the dead side, really. Or whatever, the side, I should say the dead side, but whatever. It's the side that's full of lust. The other side doesn't have lust. So we're trying to bring from your moyach, which is where person's chachma bina das is, and that's his neshama. Go into your heart, and then move over to the left side of your heart, which is where all your yetzahar is, and try to overpower it. That's where the melchama happens. Right side, left side. Coming from your heart. We're talking about it today, Rabbi Olavsky, Moyach Lev Kovid, right? Going that way. So over here also, we're trying to do that. Lo'iris ahava kirish be'esh becholal hayemini. I'm going back a little bit. To cling to it, to the Kiyam Mitzvahs, the Torah, and with love. That's what it is. And you have brachas before and after Kriyat Shema. What is that? Those are midrabanan. That is preparing us, getting us in the zone for Kriyat Shema. Remember, Kriyat Shema is an awesome moment. You're talking about a moment when you have Moichin de Gadlus. So it's not the type of thing you just like turn it on like that. So the Chacham said, okay, let's try to get you ready for that. But us, and when that happens, when you manage to get to Kriya Shema and you do it right, Hara Shebechal al Hasmoli, the evil that's in the left side, the blood that's there on the left side, Kofuf Ubatel Latoiv Hamispashet Bechal al Hayemini Mechochma. You have in your chokhmah, in your head, your chokhmah bina das, shebemoyach, is coming down to your left side of your heart. And then it's going to overpower the right side, which is full of all of that dam. Hamekusharim begadlus ein soif baruchu, because that's all coming from Godless of Hashem when you say Shema. Aval achar hatfila, after you daven, behistalkus hamoichin de gadlus. Moichin de gadlus is gone. The blood comes back. The Yitzhahara comes back. And once again, he wants, so a person can reach a matziv during davening. Shema Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Nothing else in the world. Nothing else in the world. And the Yitzhahara is gone. For that moment, comes back. For that moment, you've. And when you say, when you down Shemon Esrei, we said a person has to have kafana during Shemon Esrei, then the first pasuk, the first bracha of Shemon Esrei. During that bracha, person mamish, the whole Yetzirah is just out. It's a wipeout on the Yetzirah. But he's going to come back. Now, a tzaddik lives in that wipeout. That's his whole life is that way. He walks around with no Yetzirah. Tzaddik is the epitome. Rak mepnei shaloi, loi levadoi, mishpat hamaluch v'hamashol ha'ir. Because he's not the only one that has the control over here. We said the Yetzirah is also there. We're gonna read a little quickly now because we want to try to get through this parak if we can. Let's see what happens. So he can't express himself totally. Lahamik machshav tu betanuge olam hazeh ichlamalos tavos liboy ki amoich shalat al aleif. Oh, now he's explaining. I'm sorry. Mepnei she lo levado mishpan amaluchu, because the yetzahara doesn't have full control. And yochel hoitzi tavos bekoyach alapoil islabish beivori aguf amaisiv diur machshav amamish. Yitzhahara doesn't manage to win to actually get us to do any averus. Lahamik machshav to betanuge olam hazeh ichlamalos tavos liboy, in order to that he should deepen his machshavas of how to enjoy this world. Ki amoyach shalat al aleiv, because our mind, our moyach is controlling our heart. B'toldoisa v'teva yitzirasei. Shekein noitzer ha'adam b'toy ladetoy. Shekol adam yochel b'rtzoyno b'moytoy. This apek v'limshol b'ruach tavosu shebeliboy. Every person has the ability to control his mind, to control his heart. Shelo lamalois mishalois liboy. He should not fulfill everything his heart desires. B'maysa dibra machshava. L'asiach daito l'gamri mitaybis liboy. L'hepech l'gamri u'befrat el tzad ha'kedusha. Taivas tell you, listen to your heart. That's what Taivas tell you, listen to your heart. Because the heart desires. And Taivas tell you, and just indulge yourself. Just embrace your desires. Surrender yourself to your heart, to your desires. And that's what very much what this world, this culture, the Western culture, is a decadent culture. It's very much just embrace your whatever makes you feel good. Just you know, that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. Right? But there is something wrong with that. Something very wrong with that. That's just pure Yetzirah. That's just a person is just checking his mind out totally. We said it's like a kelev. Kelev is kaved Lave and zero mayach, no mayach. Just walks around with his tongue hanging out. That's it. And but we are mayach, lev kaved, which is that our mind has the ability to control our heart. A person can dictate his emotion and his feelings and his desires and all that, and I can control myself. I can control myself. And that's what the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. And that's what it says. Kidachsiv, v'ra'isi sheyesh yisroin l'chochma min asichlus, ki yisroin o'or min achoshech. There is an advantage to chokhmah over foolishness, like the advantage of light over darkness. Pirish k'mosha or yesh lo yisroin v'shlito memshala al achoshech. Person turns on a light and darkness disappears. Why does darkness disappear? Maybe a person shouldn't. Maybe when it gets dark, it should the light should extinguish. That doesn't happen. Light, darkness doesn't distinguish light. Light banishes darkness because light has an advantage. Shema'at or gashmi doicha harbe minachoishech shenidme mimenu shenidche mimenu me'elov. A little light can get her out of a lot of darkness. Umemela kach nidcha memela sichlus harbe shalaklipa v'sitrachor shebachlal asmali. So too, a person can get rid of a lot of his taivas with just a little bit of light, a little bit of Torah, a little bit of ruchnias. We can do that. It's a process. He has to work on it. But that's what can happen. K'mayim v'chazal, elim ki nechaz baruach shtus, v'mei sh'achoch ma shebenefesh aloikis shebemoyach. Because the chokhmah that's in a person's moyach, asher etzoyne limshol levado be'ir, that your be'etzem, your a person's ruchnis wants to be total control. He doesn't want a person to follow gashmis at all. Lislabesh, to be manifested, b'shloish levusha niskarm la'el, b'chol guf kula k'nizka la'el, shemachshava dibor ma'isa, tarig mitzvah stu'a k'nizka la'el. There's three things, machshava, dibor, and ma'isa. Thinking special thoughts, speaking good things, and doing good things. That is a full manifestation of a person. It's an expression of who we are. We can express ourselves totally through our Yetzer Tov, totally 100%. And that's what the Yetzer Tov wants you to do. Afal Pikein, in a Nikwa Tzadik Klal, this person has not yet done one Avera. He's still not called a Tzadik. Ebnei She Yisrael Hazeh Asher Le'or Nefesh Aloikis Alachoshech. The advantage, the Yisrael, that is in the or nefesh aloikis on the darkness. V'sichnes shel klipa ha'nincha memela. Ein ala b'shloish levushim anis karm la'el. It's only when it comes down to the actual expression. When it comes down to, am I going to do the aver or not? V'lo b'mahusa atzmusa al mahusa atzmusa shel haklipa. Ki mahusa atzmusa shel nefesh abhamis me'haklipa shebechal osmali lo nincha klal mimakoymai. V'bein ini achar tefila. Shemish be'esh avas Hashem b'skalas libo l'chol la'imini. Ki metoich rotzuf ava musteres. She ava la'tivis shenefesh alaikis. She goes to the Kaman v'azah. Yochol liyois sichlis ha'kosol hara. This galois libo l'chol osmoli. This avas taiva b'chol nyoni gashmiz l'mazah. Tem hestem iser ki lo hispalel klal. Which is as follows. L'maisa, deep inside of you, Yitzhar is still there. He's still got his place. In a beinani. Yitzhar is still saying, I want taivas. But my Yetzer Tov, which is stronger, is going to say, no, yes, no, yes, no. So therefore, he's not a tzaddik. A tzaddik is someone that doesn't hear that voice. It's not a struggle. Should I go to do this? Should I go to watch this? Should I go to talk to this? Should I do it? No, it's not even a struggle by a tzaddik. Either because he's totally been mahapach his Yetzer Hara or Yetzer Tov, or because he doesn't even hear it. It might be there, but it's there in a mute. Right? Those are two different things.
And what happens when he's put in a situation where there is an Avera?
He has no time for it.
So then why do we find to none, like, doing Averas or having to stab their eyes out or
So first of all, we have to know, even Rabbi said about himself he's a Benoni. So Rabbi said that about him. So you have to know who's a tzaddik that's able to be able to talk that he's mamish reached to Madrega. And it could be that in different areas, different people are different, have different. It could be. I really don't mean to be boastful. I don't think this is being boastful. It could be in the inyan of like eating treif. Maybe I'm considered a tzaddik. I don't know if I have a taiva to eat like pork. I don't even have a taiva for it. It's not like I was like. When I was like 16 years old, it was maybe like, I wonder what that tastes like. It's like, what do you mean, I wonder what that tastes like? You know, that's the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Tov is like, no, right? Or, you know, wow, I really would love to have some Wrigley's gum. I mean, big whoop. But when I was a kid, that was like exciting, right? Right? Or something else. You see like commercials for, you know, cheeseburgers. Like, oh, that looks so good. Right? It doesn't look good to me now. It doesn't look, it's not like, wow, I really would love to have that. Bechlal not. It's not even, I don't think that's being boastful. I think a lot of people, like when they get to a certain age, certain things are not even taivas anymore. It's not even, in that aspect, in that nekuda, a person already reached the madrega of being a tzaddik. And that yitzhahor is in tzapech legamri l'toy. But there's other yitzhahors that people have, and different people are working on, you know, it's a process to try to like, to convert ourselves totally to that way.
How's the yitzhahor compartmentalized between different, are we saying for every taiva you have a different yitzhahor?
Yeah, there's different nakudas abachira. If your person has been this gabron is over there, that yitzhahor is totally, the juggler and the king, with the Goyin writes about the juggler and the king, the juggler has two different cups and he keeps on pouring from one to the other. He wants this yitzhahor, that yitzhahor. There's different yitzhahor. So sometimes you're like, you got rid of a yitzhahor, it's done. The yitzhahor is finished. I've totally done tshuva on that avera, I'm totally finished with that, I'm a tzaddik in that area. But this person who's maybe defeating his yetzer hara every single time, and every time he sees an advertisement for a trefa food, it's mouthwatering. He says, "I'm not doing it," but the yetzer hara is still there. Therefore, he's not called a tzaddik. The yetzer hara is there; he's not called a tzaddik. Ella, let's see if we can finish this. I know we're running a little quickly. Let's see if we can finish. Ella, shebedavar iser. He doesn't really think about actually doing it. He's thinking about the avera. It's not really practical he's going to do it, but come, like it says in the Chazal. The three averas that a person is not saved from every single day. Hira Avera ve'iyun tefila. One of them is Hira Avera. That people always think about Averas. It's like a fleeting thought. Again, Adam is not Tzaddik. Tzaddik doesn't even have these fleeting thoughts. What would be if I would do that? What was that? You know, Tzaddik doesn't even have those thoughts. Rakshalazem moyel harshimu b'moichin v'yuras Hashem v'avase. Hamusteris b'chal hayemini. But that's what it helps. That the roishim that's in the moyach that comes down to the chal yamini, it's not going to allow those thoughts to ever, you know, become actions. He's not even going to think about it intentionally. We spoke about this before. Accidental thoughts are not an avera. The person's like, what would be fun? Yeah, let's think about that. That's bad news bears. That's like really bad news. So even that he's not going to do. If a thought like, you know, like just flickers into his mind, he's right away going to say, that's not for me. It's not for me. No. If a person dwells on a thought and he's enjoying the taiva of the fantasy that he's thinking about it, that's already bad news. That benoni is not going to do. Ele miyad. Ba'aliyosli l'sham, when the thought goes up there, do'echeyu b'shtei yodayim, he pushes it away. U'mesiach da'ito miyad, and he moves his mind away from it. Shenizko ba'hiru ra'ra. That he knows that it's a hira, ve'enu makabel beratzon, I feel hira bo beratzon. The kol shchein alosa al das la soisa chas v'shalom. For sure, he's not really going to think about actually doing it. Or I feel a daber boy to speak about it. Ki amahara beratzon nikurasha v'isisha, ubeinani enu rasha. I feel a shachas moedam. Person thinks about something, even he becomes a rasha just thinking about it. If he's thinking about a beratzon, it's something that he's like, yeah, let's think about that. Let's talk about that. He's already called a Rasha. Benoni's not a Rasha, even for a moment. If he did it and he does tshuva, again, he can still get back to being a Benoni. But a Benoni's not a person that every once in a while thinks about these things. He doesn't. If the thought comes in, he pushes it out right away. He's angry at someone, he's frustrated at someone, or he's a kina, or kas, or jealous, or anger, or kpedo, or daim. He doesn't accept them at all in his mind. The Adrabah Hamoich Shalatu Moishal Baruch Shabaliba Lasus Hepech Mamish. This Nagim Chaveru Minas Achesed. Adrabah, someone that he feels like, you know, maybe there's a reason for him to be angry at, he goes to the other extreme and he's kind to him. The Chiba Yisera Mudaasloi. And he has extra Chiba, extra affection towards him. Lisbo Mimeno Al Tse Achra. And he's going to tolerate him until the other extreme. For lo lechais chas v'shalom, don't get angry. He's not going to take revenge against him. We just lay in this parasha, learn from Yosef and his brothers. Yosef did not take any revenge. And Yosef was very kind and he took care of his brothers. He was goymel chayovim toivois. It's interesting. He's going malachayovim toivus means that people are obligated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to us even though we don't deserve it. We too have to learn from Hashem to be kind to people even if they don't deserve it. HaGoy malachayovim toivus. Someone's chayev, I'm kind to them anyway. Yosef had all the excuse in the world not to be nice to his brothers. And he did it anyway. Hashem has all the excuse in the world not to be nice to us. And he does, and he's nice to us anyway. We have to learn to be nice to people even if they don't deserve it. That's what we see from Yosef HaTzadik. That's what it means. All this is the midah of the Benoni. I ran through it as much as possible because now we're going to discuss the Perek Yud Gimel is going to speak about Melchemes HaBenoni, and we're going to speak about Rabbah that said about himself that he's a Benoni. Exactly how does this apply to us? We'll continue with that, Bez Hashem, hopefully in 2 weeks from now.